I'm now joined by Oskaloosa girls basketball coach Kevin Lane here on Locker Room Chat after a game from this past week. Finally, you guys are playing some basketball games after a long hiatus. You guys play against Perry the Compton in the Jefferson County North Girls Invitational in the quarterfinal round, falling 42-24. And coach, you're telling me there was definitely some signs of rust.
Oh yeah, we definitely had a lot of signs of rust. Offensively wise, I'd say both teams had a lot of rust the first half, but Perry was able to get it out of it a little bit better than what we could. We just couldn't get nothing offensively going.
And as for you guys' chances to get a rematch here, pretty nice considering that you guys lost 44-43 to ACCHS on the 5th. You guys have only played that one game since then, but you get them again here in the consolation semifinals coming up on Friday. Your thoughts on how that could possibly shake out?
You know, it was a good ball game the last time around. Both teams were pretty evenly matched, I would say. We had a few fundamental problems with a couple of their guards, but and then Martin got in some foul trouble, so it's going to be a little bit different this time around. But we're definitely familiar with them because we just, like I said, we just played them two games ago. So we'll see how that goes for us.
And then your schedule will get kind of wacky after that one, as you guys will play on Saturday, rather the 5th or the 7th place game. And then you'll play again on Tuesday. Again, that'll be against Valley Falls at home, a tough game there. And then at Pleasant Ridge on Wednesday. So you guys are really going to have to ramp up here after that long break.
Yep, next week I think we got, two games next week. And then after that I think we have 3 1 week, then 4 1 week, then 3 1 week, I believe, if I'm correct on that.
Pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, our schedule is just getting ready to get ramped up here. We started this week, so which will be fun. It's always fun to go play games. The girls always enjoy going to play games, so it's always fun.
And kind of taking a look at the standings as of right now, you guys are right in the middle here at 3-3, tied with Valley Falls for 4th place. So that'll be a big game against the Dragons coming up here next week, as you guys are currently 4-4 on the season. They are 3-5. So how big is this game, and is it something that you're really worrying about, or are you just going to say it's just business as usual?
It's just business as usual. I'm more worried about Effingham, tomorrow night, and then whoever we have Saturday. Then I'll go back through and watch our game against Valley the first time. That was our first game of the year, so, that's been a while ago, which we won. But I'll have to go back and look, and like I've told you before, I know Valley very well because my niece coaches there. So I know that team very well. But we won't look at nothing of Valley at least until Monday, or probably Sunday is when I'll look at it, see what problems they're going to give us.
And kind of talking about the standings, where do you feel like you guys are at? Do you feel like you're in a good spot, or in terms of your expectations at the beginning of the season, or do you feel like you would be a little bit better? Just give me your thoughts on your expectations prior to the season starting to where you guys are now.
I would say we feel we should be a little bit better probably than what we are. I mean, we're very, very happy where we're at. Don't get me wrong. We've let a couple games go that we should have pulled out of the fire, that we feel. And I know the girls feel the same way. Two of the losses we've had, you could tell definitely that they knew they let it go, that we should have been able to pull those out of the fire. But, like you and I have talked in the past, we've got a young team, man. We've only got two seniors, and the rest of them basically are sophomores and freshmen. And, we're still making some of the young kid mistakes. The younger teams always seem to start gaining more traction as the season goes. So hopefully we can start pulling some more of these out. I do have a couple freshman girls that have been stepping up. They stepped up the other night against Perry, which was really nice to see. And I had a junior step up against Perry also. That was really nice to see that those three were, they kept us in the ball game the first half because we were in foul trouble. I had, four starters sitting on the bench for, in the end of the first quarter because we were in foul trouble, and they never played none of the second. So they got a lot of quality minutes in, which they did a good job for us. So that's good to see them building, towards what we thought they would be. So
should be a busy week for you guys. And, Coach, thank you so much for joining me today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck.
Hey, I appreciate you. Thanks.
That was Oskaloosa girls' head basketball coach Kevin Lane here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by PFRN Realty.